All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to paint their door a vibrant shade of blue. Others have the need to decorate their bathroom with fish, anchors, and other nautical items. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
And you open it up. Well, of course.
I open my clam up.
Bald.
Thinning.
Crazier.
Hey, I'm Nicole.
That's Nicole.
And I'm Jake.
That's Jake.
Who's that?
And this is Talk
And this Nasty. Is Talk Nasty. 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 Nasty.
Clementine, you're a companion. When you kind of think about it, animals are kind of like companions.
Okay, yeah. So, like, basically, because they are, like...
I know, but...
Like, pets are companions.
Right, but, like, we put this little chip inside of them, and we're like, oh, you're mine, and everything, and then we give them a name.
You put a chip in her?
And then...
Oh, my God, if you think about it, we're, like, companions to the government, then.
Do you want
to
feel her chip?
No.
Why?
Well, first of all, she definitely won't let me do that.
Sometimes I feel it. Sometimes, like, when I'm just, like, sitting with her, I'm like, oh, there's your chip. And I try and grab it.
Really?
Yeah. She has, like, the thing that Elon Musk is trying to give so that, like...
Iris, go to sleep.
Does she close her eyes? I forget.
No, her eyes turn white.
Oh, her eyes
turn white.
So
we are like the sleep version of
them. We really are.
It's like whenever I want you to like be quiet.
Yeah.
It's like, shut up, woman.
Jesus. You can do that at Amazon now. Well, like, you know,
you can tell the workers to shut up.
Yeah. Also, you can.
Oh, you've done it.
Jeff Bezos tried to do that. But, like, can just put your hand over the thing to pay. Like, that's been a thing.
Oh,
you know
wow.
what I mean? Like, if you have.
This
can
was
get
what
it.
I was saying. We're like companions because they chipped us when they put the vaccines in us.
Remember? Right.
Pay with Amazon with our hands on Amazon.
Mine hasn't been working. Mine's been malfunctioning.
No?
It just keeps saying, like, decline.
Oh, that's because you're poor.
Funds. Yeah. No, it's. That's actually an option. You can get in your palm, like, a chip. You know what they did yesterday? I literally freaked out yesterday. I did go to Whole Foods yesterday. Oh, sue me. I went to Whole Foods yesterday.
Oh, fuck, you did?
I wanted Minor
what,
Figures
What, and did you
milk.
Suck Jeff Bezos' big, fat, juicy
yeah,
fucking...
I did, because I wanted Minor Figures milk. I needed...
You wanted Minors? You wanted Minor's
okay,
milk?
Right, okay.
She came here right. to meet a 10-year-old. Okay. She came here to meet a 10-year-old.
It's the little oat milk with the little lady in a bird costume.
Is it? I thought she was holding a bird.
No, she is the bird.
Wow, good for her.
We have to insert it.
You can be anything
it's
nowadays.
Deadass, the best milk ever. I was on their PR team, not their PR team, their PR list once, and they took me off. What's up with that? Hey, it's okay. You can send it back to me. Any fucking bougie ass, I don't even want to say bougie, hipster ass place, they're going to have Minor Figures milk.
You should get on Malk's PR list.
Malk is fine, but it's
oh, I
healthy.
Thought we didn't like Malk.
No, Malk is fine. It's
you know who
just
tells me
healthy.
To drink Malk?
Who?
Care by Cara. She's the girl who dances in the grocery aisles.
Are you looking for holiday nog? Skip nog with refined sugar, natural flavor, and seed oils. Instead, try almond milk that is made with organic ingredients.
Oh, yeah. I do like her. No, I mean, that's fine that there's no gums or additives or anything to that.
Somebody messaged me and they were like, stop liking these. And they sent me one of her
And your likes, videos. You could see that you liked it?
Yeah, because I watch her Instagram reels.
Yeah, because like, you're not on
I love her. I think she's so funny.
I'm going to say a controversial opinion.
Okay.
I want a little bit of gum in my milk. I don't know what the fuck that means.
I didn't know there was gum in milk.
Yes.
Wow.
That's why they
you
keep
think people's breath would be better.
I know. You would think so. That's why they keep saying that oat milk is bad for you because of the gums and the carrageenans. I don't give a fuck. Here's one thing about me. I'm going back on my gum grind. I'm also going back to
you're
sulfates.
You're swallowing as much gum as you possibly can.
Yes.
That's work.
I'm also going back to sulfates and parabens.
I'm on my cum grind. I'm swallowing as much cum as I possibly can.
You've been on that. You've been doing
okay,
that.
Well, I'm taking it to new levels. I'm sleeping with 100 men and I'm swallowing 100 men's cum in 1 week.
I decided to show Jake that video.
And now she's like my hero.
A woman sleeping with 100 men in one day. I have never seen him so locked in before into a video before in
my
life.
I feel like it is like, listen, I know people who have like ran marathons. I have known people who have, you know, fucking flew planes. I know people who have worked out, ran 100 miles.
Your
mom. Yeah, literally my mom. Like,
I know somebody who's given birth to 5 kids.
I know somebody who's given birth to, I know somebody who's given birth to 12 kids. Like, damn.
Her mom.
Yeah, her mom. So I'm like, damn. But you know what's more impressive? This person sleeping with 100 men in 24 hours. Like, that to me, that is like something more impressive. I don't know.
There's, drama because her op slept with 1,000 in one day.
Ops?
Yeah.
She has ops?
She has one op. It's another blonde woman from England.
Damn, the blondes.
Yes.
No, not blonde on blonde crime.
Yes. And she slept with 1,000 because as soon as the first one said, she was like, oh, I'm going to sleep with 1,000 next. Bonnie comes out of nowhere and she sleeps with 1,000.
You know what? I have terrible eyesight. I just want everyone to know that I can't like see things. Like, I can see a form here. But you know what's crystal clear in my eyes? Your scary ass pupils. Like, it's crystal clear. It's like nothing else I can see. But for some reason, whatever's happening right now.
My head is pounding right now.
Really?
Yes.
Why?
Because I already am going to, I'm already getting a headache because I'm getting my period. No, it's fine. But these contacts are just making it worse. And I have to go out and be like a hot French girl tonight at a party that's hot Paris French girl themed. And it's like, oh my God. That. And how am I going to smoke 17 cigarettes all at once while being a hot? I'm just kidding. I've never smoked a cigarette.
Well, those will help with your headache, I think.
You think so?
Yeah. So like I've heard that if you have a headache or like a migraine, you should start smoking cigarettes.
I started drinking Coke during, during.
I love Coke.
A cold Coke. It's helped me with my migraines.
Really?
I don't know if it's something to do with the caffeine and the sugar. There's
something
medicinal about Coke. Deadass. Seriously.
You know what? It is. Everyone's like, wow, that crazy slop, that crazy slop. Okay, well, people are literally drinking Shilajit. Shilajit.
What are you talking about?
That's like this fucking tar shit. Okay, I don't want to like.
Vegemite?
No. I don't want to like. I don't know if it's like a cultural thing. It's called Shilajit. And it's like you. It's like a really thick. Almost like resin paste. Like it's really, really thick. And you put it in hot water and you stir
Vegemite.
It. No, it's like made out of rotting fruit.
You've been coming up with a lot of words. What's that other word that you came up with? And then you just said it around me and I go, what are you talking about? No, not that one. It was another one. It was a real. No, it was a real word. It was a real, genuine word that like exists in the dictionary. And then I was like, where did you get that word from? And you're like, everybody says this word. And then turns out you're pronouncing it like a little bit wrong too. And it sounded like it was a different language.
Bedford's Stuyvesant?
Somehow it like had the word, like the letters Z into it, I think.
Jean?
No, not Jean.
Zhuzh?
No.
I don't know.
You used it in a sentence.
I did.
I can't see a single thing. I can't see a single thing. And I'm blaming all of you motherfuckers who didn't go and see Companion in theaters. And that's why it's already like on streaming.
Yeah, that's actually crazy.
18 days?
No, but I'm going to be honest. I feel like they planned that from
the start. I don't think so. I think that's the way. I think it's about how it performs in the box office, I think.
Damn.
But that makes me upset because it was such a great
movie. It really
was.
What did it get on Rotten Tomatoes?
I don't know. Also, if you guys are like, oh my God, the audio is so much better, guys. The audio is so much better, guys. It sounds so much better in here.
We taped shit up today.
You can't see it, but there is soundproofing all up on the walls. Next time somebody wants to take a shower here, no, they cannot. And I think it sounds really good. What do you think? I think it sounds a lot better.
I think it sounds a lot better as well.
That's crazy how much better it sounds. And I could get more. I could get even more. And then it could be silent.
Go all the way. And then next time somebody wants to use this, we're like, oh, you're just going to have to take off, like, the 3,000 little tiles that we put on
no,
there.
No, actually.
Like, yeah.
And, like, look at these. Aren't these so cute? Don't these give Talk like Nasty? These? How fun. Oh, my God.
I like them. I think that they're really cute. It, you know what it makes it look like? We're like, welcome to the Big Top Circus. And then, like, look. It's the fucking, I don't know, gorilla.
The ugliest woman.
The ugly. Oh, yeah. It's the bearded lady. And it's the world's strongest man.
Are you saying?
The world's strongest swing.
You're saying bearded because like, oh, maybe I have something wrong with my hormones.
No, I'm saying bearded. Maybe. I'm saying bearded because you're dating a gay man.
All right. Okay. All right. There is something wrong with my hormones. Just trust and believe. There's something seriously wrong.
I think you're going to be the bearded lady soon because you started minoxidil.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, you're going to be the bearded lady.
Okay. Yes, my hair is all gone.
The beard is going to be out of your ass though.
It's actually like I will be growing hair everywhere coming soon because trust me, I'm bathing myself
coming.
In minoxidil. Shout out to Curology for sending me minoxidil because I will be using
it. So is
it
it's like a paste, it's like an ointment,
it's like a liquid.
Oh, okay. And
it's
you just
like
put
the
that shit
of water.
In your, ooh, okay.
I drink it.
Oh, yummy.
I've been drinking it. You can drink, you can actually take a minoxidil pill.
You're going to do that.
You can take a minoxidil. I think I'm going to like macrodose the minoxidil. I'm going to apply it topically 6%. I'm going to take a pill minoxidil, and I'm taking a bunch of supplements to help with hair growth.
So I'm They used to just call that, you know, it's funny you say macrodose when they used to just call that overdose.
No, overdose is like when it's it becomes too much and like something bad happens to you. Oh. I want it
You're walking a delicate line.
I need to find all my paperwork because the hospital I went to when I overdosed on weed, it is not my normal hospital that I go to. So it's
overdosed
like
on weed?
Jake, I've told you this story.
No, I know, but I didn't think it was an overdose. I thought you had a panic attack.
It says in my paperwork, overdose on THC. Damn. I need to find it because I need to show everyone. But it's a different hospital that I went to, like a different network. Because it was the closest hospital to my house, and my parents were freaking the fuck out, and they were like going 900 on the highway because I 900? Was projectile vomiting.
You sound like my little brother. Oh yeah, they were going like 900 miles per hour.
They really were.
900,000 miles per hour.
I don't
hour.
Remember that day at all, but I know that they were going 900, and I remember
looking at that.
Me telling the doctor, going, "I think I'm still high," and he goes, "I think you are too." Damn. And then all the doctors, and then
what was it? How much was in that pill?
I don't know, and I'll never know because they just urine tested me to see if I got drugged.
What, and she's dead?
Who's dead?
The person who gave it to you.
No, she's not dead.
Well, then why don't you just ask her?
Because she doesn't know. She thought it was CBD. She doesn't give a fuck. No. Peace and love. I don't hate her. I am upset with you because why did you give us a freshly 17-year-old? Not even.
Well, CBD, she didn't know. It's not her fault.
Girl.
She should have had like a little nibble and then been like, okay, this one isn't for you.
For anybody who doesn't know the lore, when I think I was freshly 17 years old, it was the end of September of my senior year of high school. I was in a lot of body pain, similar to how I am now. I was in so much pain. I was like, I need to do something to fix this. And all my friends were like, smoke weed. But
you were like, is there anything else?
Well, I was just like, I'm just searching for all other options. And then my coworker was like, oh, my in-law takes CBD. For her pain, CBD was like new at the time. Like CBD was like not like a thing. Like CBD, you can now go to the grocery store and get like a CBD drink. You can go to the fucking bodega and get a 50 milligram THC drink. You actually like can.
You can?
Right by you. Any bodega.
50 milligrams?
I told you maybe that.
10? Really?
Yes, I swear on my life.
Oh, I think I remember that.
I swear on my life.
You mean the bodega called... I'm
just kidding. No.
The one right next to my...
I swear on my life, you really can.
I do kind of remember that. I didn't remember it being 50, but that's kind of insane.
Yes. Jesus. And so, I said I really could use something. And she's like, oh, CBD. Like, I can get you some. Like, my in-law, she takes it all the time for her pain. Brings me a pill. She's like, don't worry, it's on me. I take the pill that night. I don't know. I think I waited a few days, to be honest. And then I took it in the peacefulness of my home. My humble abode.
I'm dying.
It was so fun the first like 20 minutes.
Until you're like, wow, CBD's great. Wait a minute.
I didn't feel anything.
Wait a minute.
Until I did feel something. I remember I was looking at Gen X Penn's Instagram photo and symbols went off in my head. And I was like, oh, I'm so high. And I started calling all my friends. Yeah. And then all my friends were like.
And what did Kaylee say? Kaylee was like, you don't look too good.
I don't know if I even got the chance to call Kaylee. But I remember I was on the phone with one friend and he started asking me questions like, how do you feel? And I was like, why do you keep asking me that? Like, why are you trying to like get personal information out of me? I was like, what the fuck is
how
wrong
do you
with
feel?
You? So I started entering
paranoia.
What's
your debit card number?
I started entering paranoia, go to the bathroom, look at my pupils, and that set me off. And then I was like, oh, I'm actually in hell. I'm in hell. I'm actually like genuinely in hell.
Oh, you know what? That's why your eyes are white.
Mm-hmm.
Because
and they've been stuck like this ever
since. Yeah, and you literally wear colored contacts for every other day.
And that was 2016, so that was 9 years ago. Oh my God, that was 9 years ago that happened.
9 years ago, you lost your the really color, crazy, the twinkle in your eye.
9 years ago. And people tell me that often, like, oh, shit.
Yeah, it's because you have white irises now.
Jake's hype that I cut my hair because he's like, she looks
you look so cute right now.
I don't like it.
Okay.
I know. And I feel like everyone's lying to me and I'm not looking for, it has nothing to do with the actual haircut. The actual haircut is great. It is, what's wrong with you?
Nothing. I'm just thinking about how you were like, I really want to go bob. And like, I'll support you no matter what you do.
I know.
See?
I just really miss my hair.
That's what I do.
I just don't feel like myself.
Because I would want you to support me if I was like, I'm gay. Like, I would want you to be like accepting of that. So I'm accepting of you at bob. If.
Right, but there's, like, nothing wrong with Bob.
Oh. Well, there's definitely something wrong with it. I mean, look at you.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Yeah, I haven't noticed you've been getting balder.
Okay, so I did write this down. This is the craziest thing ever. So I made a video on my channel talking about my baldness, my uterus not doing so well. We're trying to figure it out. And moving. Like,
damn, girl, pick a struggle.
I know, dead ass, honestly. So I talk about it all. And in the video, I was like, you know, nobody was like explicitly being like, Nicole, you're bald, you're bald, you're bald.
No, that was me.
No,
every time she bent her head over, I would go, it was literally the SpongeBob SquarePants. Bald, bald.
Thinning.
Thinning.
Thinning. Thinning. If you go into my photos, it is just a bunch of pictures of my scalp because it's just me checking, like, to see and make sure.
We made a TikTok one time where we were like, oh, Nicole, you has to do a dance to see if she can stay over. Oh, this is before she lived here, to see if she can stay overnight at our apartment.
Can you put that in?
Yeah, I will. And literally at one point, some Brad said something.
And I heard, show me your
scalp.
Show
us your scalp. And literally she goes, and she opens it up. It was like that easy.
Jumps.
And she's like, I'm so secure, but the moment she's dancing and you say show us your scalp, she's like, opens up.
No, the problem is
what's that TikTok sound where it's like, well, if it's like,
can you open your clam for me?
It's like, that's me showing. But of course,
that's literally you showing my scalp. No, it's just that I went over to a Super Bowl party and we were all like, all the girlies are, I'm like,
did you kiss your Super Bowl ring?
I did kiss my Super Bowl ring. Also, there's just a bunch of, like, girlies that, like, I've been meeting in New York and stuff. And obviously, like, I want to get on their good side. And I want to be, like, liked by them and stuff.
Right.
And so...
It's high school all over again.
Pretty much. And so, like, I had overheard through the grapevine that one girl had video footage of her earwax. Like, she had a camera that, like, one of those camera earwax things. And I was like...
You should not get one of those.
No, I shouldn't. Because I will be playing with it 24/7.
Correct.
And I will pick my brain out, actually.
And you will literally be like, oh, there's a little bit of wax in there. Let me get it. And then, like, paralyze yourself by accident or something. Yeah.
Actually. So I was like, hey, if you show me... I'm, like, trying to... This is my way of trying to get other girls to like me. Because, first of all, I just want...
Like, I'll show you my booty hole. From when I got a colonoscopy.
Pretty close. I should say that tonight. I might do that tonight at the Parisian party. I'll be like, who wants to see my sesame?
Is that what it is called?
Because I think that's how it's pronounced. Sesame.
Sesame?
Yeah, my C-E-C-U-M.
Who wants to see my coccyx?
No, truly. So I said, if you show me your earwax video, I'll show you my bald spot. So she showed me her earwax video. It was pristine. There was not a single drop of earwax in it. I was like, okay, cool. So that just pissed me off.
Second, I don't think that's good for you, though.
It was
having
extremely
none.
Clean in there. And then I thought that she would forget about the other part that I said. And she's like, so show me your bald spot. And I'm like, fuck. And like, at a whole ass Super Bowl party, I was like, okay, hear it out.
And you opened it up? Well, of course.
I opened my clam up. So for me, I already talked about it. I'm trying everything under the book. I don't know if it's because of stress. I don't know if it's because of health reasons. I don't know. I have no idea. But it's something that I'm insecure about and whatever. I'm working on it. I'm trying everything. I'm working on it. I've tried everything under the sun. Like, people are like, check your B12. Check your vitamin D. Check your zinc. Ooh, check your B12. This. It's perfect. It's all perfect. But I am going to get my thyroid checked. And I am going to get my hormones checked and everything else. But... you know, I said in the video, I don't, you know, it's not like people were mean to me. It's not like anybody said to me like, oh, your scalp thinning. Nobody said anything bad to me, but they, you know, it's just something that I'm insecure about. And I notice it and I just feel gaslit and that's it. And so somebody left this beautiful comment on that video that was like,
they were like, I'm going to do you a favor. I'm not going to gaslight you.
They wrote, I would never say this to anybody because it's so insanely rude. I would never comment this ever. But I know that you feel so gaslit. So I did want to tell you, I have noticed the thinning. And I was just like...
You are getting balder and I've noticed it.
I screamed when I saw that because I was like, I just have never seen somebody so confidently tell me they're like... So
this is what you wanted.
I didn't necessarily, but like, you know what? It's really funny and it makes for something very funny now that we get to talk about because that is hilarious.
I know, but
objectively.
Nicole's always like, you guys are gaslighting me. Like, you know, it's like, what kind of friend would I be if I've been like, yeah, you are getting bald.
Have you
Imagine your friend comes to you with their insecurity, and they're like, oh my gosh, like, I don't know, what are people insecure about? Oh, like my nose is so big or something.
My boobs are so big.
And I went, oh yeah, yeah, your nose is huge.
My boobs are so big and perky, and they sit up so nice, and they are so like voluptuous, and like they shine so bright in the sunlight.
Are these your affirmations in the morning?
Yes.
Have you stand slumped over naked in the mirror saying that?
Okay, honesty hour. Have you noticed my baldness?
I've never noticed your baldness, ever. Hmm. Ever. I see you every day though. Mm. So
you're used to my baldness.
You know, because yesterday or the other day I said to you, I was like, my face looks so different recently. And you said to me, like, because I don't know, there's just something about me, like, my face looks different in every fucking picture I take. Like, some pictures I look like Mask. Some pictures I look like Twink and Fairy or whatever.
Oh my God.
And I said that to Nicole, and she's like, well, I see you every day, so I really don't know. Yeah. And that's me with your baldness. If you're going bald, it's like, I really don't realize. I mean, if there was like a huge chunk of your hair that fell out, I'm sure I would notice that, Nicole. However, I will say it would have to have come from like the first 2 inches up here or something, because that covers the rest of your hair.
Yeah, it's really just here. It's the top of my scalp that I'm most insecure about.
I don't notice it.
Well, I do a really good job. Somebody was like, yeah, I don't really fuck with your bangs because they start from all the way back and they like cover, you know.
I need to do that.
And I'm like, yeah. Yeah, I've been doing that for a reason. Okay. Anyway,
I don't really fuck with your bangs. What the fuck is that about?
I'm starting over. And when have the most voluptuous, longest, thickest hair of my life.
Right now?
Soon.
Oh, I thought you were doing an affirmation.
All you bitches.
Like manifesting.
All you bitches are going to feel so stupid for telling me that I was bald. Because I'm going to be like, bald where? Bald who? And I'm going to delete all the videos that I've ever uploaded on my channel.
Bald where? Bald
like,
who?
No, truly. And I'm going to be like, you've never ever seen that before. If you are like, I've went through your old videos, Nicole, you don't look bald. It's because I sprayed fucking Topics. It's like a powder that you can spray on the top of your head.
Oh, yeah. You said that.
Yeah.
You said Brittany Broski taught me that.
I did learn that from Brittany Broski. Well, there's a spray. There's root touch-up spray. And then there's also, like, balding powder spray.
You should start microderming.
Yeah.
What that guy does.
I have one. I have
you
one
should
of
do that.
I think I should go to the doctor.
Probably.
I should probably figure out what's wrong with me.
Probably. I just support you. If you think you're going bald, then sure. But I'm not going to sit here and be like, yeah, you are, because I don't notice it, number one. Number two, what kind of friend confirms your friend's biggest insecurities? What kind of friend does that?
I should have just...
Unless it's like a really big problem, like if you were like...
Like my boobs were so big.
Self-harming or something. Oh. And like I said nothing and I said like, oh no, like you look fine and like nobody notices. That would be weird, right?
Yeah.
But like this is like, come on, you're balding. I'm like, it's not that bad.
Okay.
If you are, I don't notice.
Cool. Well, moral of the story is that I don't know if I like my hair right now. And if you see me in wig, if you see me in bandana, if you see me in slick back bun, mind your fucking business.
I think everyone needs, though, like that point of hair. Like, you know, every once in a while you need to come back down to earth and be humbled. Yeah. For a few months while your hair grows back from the bad haircut that you got. That was my last few months. And guess what? I came out of it a better person.
Why? I like your hair. I like your hair.
No,
a lot
I'm saying
right
my
now.
Last few months until this grew out.
Oh.
Because I did not like my hair.
Brown?
Like 2 through 3 weeks ago. No. Blonde? I'd say like January I didn't like my hair.
Blonde?
No, it was brown. But it's not because of the color. It was because of the cut.
Cut? Oh.
Yeah.
I'll deal with it. It'll be fine. Like literally give it a few weeks and it'll grow out and I'll feel better about myself. But for the time being, I'm just going to... This is my bald era. And we're just going to have to live with it. And it is what it is. And, like, I rode such a high for a few weeks and, like, things got better for me. And so, like, it's just a matter of time for things had to get a little bit worse before they get better.
I got a haircut at Haircuttery in high school.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember I went alone because I could drive.
Mm.
And I, like, thought it was fine. Like, I was like, oh, yeah, it was just a haircut. But you know it was a bad haircut because my dad said something like, to my mom while I was in the room like what happened to his hair? And you know that's bad because like, well, I guess
if
you
dad's,
wouldn't
okay.
if dads
I do know about that like that saying, though, if dads notice something up with your appearance, then it's really
bad. Like, yeah. I will say, yeah. So that was
I know I wouldn't know. My stepdad didn't say anything, though, when I came home from my haircut.
From your bob?
Yes. And I was like, I don't know how to feel. I don't know how I feel about it. And my mom goes, my stepdad's name is Adam. And my mom goes, Adam, tell her something. Give her a compliment. I'm like, goes, okay,
oh,
well.
Oh, your hair. It's shorter.
No, like, I was so embarrassed when my mom said, give her a compliment. Say something. I was like, Mom, if you have to say to someone, give her a compliment, that's so sad. That is so insanely sad. And
aww,
then,
so you had a bad start to it, too.
A little bit.
Yeah.
And then he was just like, it is nice. And I, like, styled it differently because I had it, like, over. Like, instead of my bangs down, I had it, like, flipped over.
I like it like that.
Yeah, me too.
It's, like, it reminds me of these wigs that drag queens wear where they, like, start here. Yeah. They're called, like, a something wave, but, like, they go down like that. Like, it make, like, a triangle.
Yeah.
That's kind of what it gives.
Yeah. And he was, like, I like it better. It's, like, this is all in Polish. And he's, like, it's, nicer today than, yesterday. And I was, like, oh, God fucking
yes,
damn it.
Girl. Yes. He's right. It is. So all the red is gone from your hair.
I think so.
So that means you can go platinum soon. Probably soon.
I don't think I'm ever going to dye my hair again. Maybe
why?
Maybe just gloss it. I'm done. I'm
You're
done.
Gloss it?
I'm on my hair whole journey. I'm not joking. My hair is going to go down to my ass and it's going to be thick as fuck. Even though my jeans are not permitting for that.
Is it going to be awkward when you get new hairs coming in because your hair is falling out or whatever?
Yes.
And they're half the length of your...
Yes. So if you look at my hair, like, if it's freshly washed, you can see all the new sprouts. Like, I literally... Aww. It's kind of cute.
You're like a Pikmin.
Yeah. Meep. No, actually, that's what it actually...
That doesn't happen to me.
...is like. If I had my hair, like, in a slick back bun right now, you would be able to see all the hair.
My hair doesn't really fall out.
Okay, well, that's
great.
I mean,
great. Like, sometimes, but, like, it's not...
I should have known. My hair was actually coming out in, like, big clumps, especially at the last apartment, and I was just like...
Yeah, that's not good.
I was just like, well...
Oh, that doesn't sound good.
No.
I love when people say shit like that. Oh, that doesn't sound good. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
It's just been...
an active listener.
It's just been a rough, like, few weeks for my appearance.
Years.
Oh. For my appearance.
Oh.
I can't look at old videos of myself. I'm like, look at her. She was gorgeous. She was beautiful. She was a beauty queen. And then now, like, literally the comments I get are like, oh my God, you look like bloated Gracie Abrams. And I'm like, God damn it. And the best part is that everyone that I keep telling that to, like, yeah, I got this insane comment that I look like bloated Gracie Abrams. Everyone just keeps going, why would they say that? Like, no, like, comments from friends being like, no, you don't. It's all just like, stop. Stop.
I can't even do it. I can't even.
What,
do
laughing without smiling?
Yeah, I'm gonna try it. Ready?
With the context, it's even crazier. Audio listeners are in for a treat. Somebody wrote that they got into a car accident while listening to our podcast. Imagine getting into a car accident during that.
They were
during the laughing.
On a different frequency, something in the news, but in the red light. Speed drive by Charlie.
Oh, okay.
Hey, Bobby, you're so fine. Yeah.
What I wanted to conclude by saying was that nobody has come to my, like, I don't know, my side and been like, no, Nicole, you don't look like a bloated Gracie Abrams.
I don't think that you look like a bloated Gracie Abrams.
This is the first time that anyone
think
has said that.
I think that you look just like a Gracie Abrams.
Hey, Gracie Abrams.
You look like Gracie Abrams. Gracie Abrams looks like Claro. Claro looks like you. And someone else.
Any other white woman with brown hair.
Literally. And like bang. Like, I'm telling you. Does she have bang? Does Gracie Abrams have bang?
Gracie Abrams doesn't have bang.
She should get bang. I feel like she would like.
Is
she still dating Paul Mescal?
I don't think so.
No?
I think they broke up because she, like, ran out of a restaurant, like, screaming, crying, and then he just, like, sat in there.
Okay, but that's just, like, a Saturday night for the girls.
I know.
You know?
I know.
So, it could really mean anything.
I know.
Maybe she ran out screaming, crying because she, like, wait, when did The Secret of Us come out?
last year.
Maybe? And she did she get nominated for anything, or was she after the cut? I don't know. I'm just saying, like, maybe she should have.
For a Grammy?
Yeah. She might be the next year, though. I don't know when it came out. But
you like the album that much?
That some of that music has done really, really big numbers.
Okay.
Yeah, that's all I'm saying.
I haven't listened to the whole album.
No, I don't like the album very much. I'm just saying, like, we know, like, two songs off of it.
Yeah.
And
I could go and read your mind.
Yeah. And that, I think that has, like, a lot of streams. That's all I'm saying. Like, and, like, she should be up for Best New Artist at some point, right?
Oh, yeah, I guess that's
true. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. So I feel like she might be the next, like maybe she didn't make the cutoff, but I think the cutoff was November. I feel like that album was out in the summer.
Yeah, I have no idea.
Maybe she didn't, like, maybe she got shortlisted. Damn.
Maybe.
I don't care that much. I'm not. Love sure. Gracie Abrams. Not Love sure. Gracie. Love Pink. Yeah.
Are you referencing the Pink going, I'm gay? Actually, I'm not.
From her glad speech. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what I love her. She's gay, but she's not. What was that thing? I'm smart, but I'm stupid. I'm gay, but I'm straight. I crop dust in Whole Foods, baby.
That was me. Yesterday.
Did you crop dust?
No, I crop dust everywhere I go, and that's a fact. That's just it.
You know what? It just gives you a little more push to your step.
It's really difficult, like, going on vacation for the weekend with, like, friends that I'm not, like, comfortable enough to fart around, because there's nobody else I'm comfortable to fart around other than Adam. And so that was a really stressful weekend for me. Like, everyone's like, oh, how was your weekend? I'm like, which part? Like, the part where
every time I needed to fart, I held my butt cheeks together so tight, and then I felt the bubbling back up into me.
And then I burped.
And then I burped. Or the part where, like, you know, we watched TV.
Yeah. Which, by the way, I was going to want to watch Severance, the new Severance episode with you, and the new Yellow Jackets episode.
I'll watch the new Yellow Jackets with you.
No, we can't today. When we're done with this, I won't have time.
That's fine. We can watch it tomorrow.
It's going to be Parisian.
I'm not going to lie to you. I already watched the new Severance episode.
Why didn't you tell me that?
Well, I didn't want you to feel bad, but it's because...
Why didn't you tell me that?
It's because our time together, I really want to be focused on Pretty Little Liars. And if, like, we can watch Yellow Jackets together. I like it.
You watched it?
Well, yeah. I'm a really big fan of it. Well, I know. I didn't want you to feel bad. And look, it's such a good reveal. Last night.
At midnight?
No, it comes out at 9 on Tuesday, on Thursdays.
No, I checked. It was midnight. They said midnight. Midnight PST.
9:03, I checked.
No. Yeah. Wait. Oh, I wasn't doing anything last night. I could have watched
it. Well, Adam was working on his project and stuff.
I could have watched
it. I would have asked him, but he was in the living room.
Why didn't you tell me?
Well, it just made for more drama on the podcast. Do you want to yell or something? I just think when we're together, we should watch Pretty Little Liars. Like, I'm serious. I want to, like, know what's happening on that show. She told me something so sinister the last time we were watching, and we're, like, on episode 3 or 4 of season 2, which, like, again.
I can tell them what it is.
I'm going to say.
Okay,
sorry. Right now. That... Aria. Apparently they had plans for Aria to be a in season 2. I don't know what, and I wish I was telling people at the gym about this, even though they don't give a fuck. Mm-hmm. But like I do wish you didn't tell me, because I was kind of like getting the vibe already. I was like, oh, Aria's kind of like in some situations, you know.
Sorry.
No, it's okay.
Lucy Hale said that it's like a known thing, I guess, that Lucy Hale did not know who A was until like season 5, because she was known to tell secrets.
Oh, that's really smart.
Yeah. I don't think
she's like Tom Holland of
yes.
You know, Tom Holland's always like
saying shit exactly
about Marvel movies. Yeah.
We need to get more of that, because like
it's so much more fun.
Where's all the leakers?
Yeah, it's like,
where's our leakers?
I agree. But you know what? You said something to someone recently. I think we were out to cards, and you said,
I have ever said anything to anyone ever.
No. Yeah, okay, fine. No, you said something to one of our friends where you were like, I stopped watching Pretty Little Liars when I realized nobody making it knew what was going on either. And then I was like, oh, okay, I'm out. And then I was talking to my sister about it, which she didn't like spoil anything for me, but I was like, number one, was the Caleb and Hannah in the shower situation like that big for you as a kid? And she was like, yes.
Yes! Yeah. See?
And I was like, Mackenzie, there was this scene. My sister's name is Mackenzie. There was this scene, and where Arya runs out into the, I'm not even, this is like the fucking craziest thing, because
you're talking Ezra's, about when the stalker or whatever runs into her.
No.
Okay.
But that was crazy too, when, because somebody came running down the stairs.
Yes, and it was like a POV style like mall, and it was so.
And she, and like the stunt double that replaced her was definitely like just a big burly man. No, but I'm talking about when, at the end of season one, when Ezra's leaving, it's like his last day at work, working for the school, because he's like moving, or he's gonna like go work at a college so they can like be together or whatever, uh-huh. And they don't have to hide anymore. Weird as fuck, let me tell you that, because they still should be, first of all, they shouldn't be dating, second of all, they still need to be hiding, because
oh, when they she's run a out, minor. When they run out into the parking yes! lot and kiss.
She runs out of the parking lot and they kiss in the middle of the fucking school parking lot. What the fuck is wrong with
is
them?
Everybody rewatching Pretty Little Liars right now? Can we talk about that?
Yeah, we need to talk about that. Like we started that fucking shit.
Okay, I don't know about
that. No, we did, because we started months ago, and while we are moving very, very slowly through it. Drew and Enya, I know that you guys are Drew fucking listening. I'm actually going to send them into psychosis right now. I hope they watch us and they smoked a fat fucking blunt together or some shit. Oh my God, Drew and Enya, we know that you're watching. We see you right now. We see you sitting on your couch right now watching us. We're like, in we psychosis. Fucking know this.
No, we're in
no
psychosis.
I'm so fucking confident because we listen to their podcast and like we'll be like, we literally said that. On their last episode, they said
Enya our went, podcast getting 2,000 views and theirs getting like 2 million views. And we're like, oh, they're copying us. They listen to us. They listen to us. When in reality, it's just because we're stealing all the vocabulary from them.
No, we didn't steal so this much. From them. We did not steal this from them. Allow people.
We stole people, that from somebody else.
We stole that from the guy who used to do, it was like the girl in class who was eating hot Cheetos.
Yes.
His name was Adam, I think. Adam okay. something. And he made a video where it was like you come out to the girl who would eat hot Cheetos during class, like, and like POV. And she's like, oh, you're whatever. A lot of people will be scared here. A lot of people. And that's why I quote that.
A lot of people will be scared here.
But that was Vine days. That was years right, exactly. ago. But I didn't steal that from them. The we reminded them of it because they watch us. I see you on your couch right now, bitch. We know you moved. We know your location.
That's the thing about Jake is that he What's next? What are you going to say next? Olivia Rodrigo, I know you're watching us right now.
My friend has an Etsy shop, Steampunk something. And she, for her Rolling Stone cover, she made the necklace for it. Isn't that so cool?
There is somebody that I mentioned in my people I would cheat on my boyfriend with video. There's somebody that I mentioned in that video, and they're one of their love interests talked to me.
Oh, yeah.
One of their love interests talked to me. Potentially past, present, or future love interest. I'm trying to be very discreet
so
about this.
So vague.
Trying to be as vague as possible about this. But one of their love interests told me that, they were, like, dating the person at the time when they saw my video about it.
And they showed it to them?
I don't know if they showed. I don't think they showed it to them. But I'm just saying, it is weird. Like, sometimes I do need to watch what I say because I do think, like, oh, nobody's going to see this. Nobody's going to fucking see this.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you. Even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
The fucking love interest of some fucking man that I'm talking about, some random ass man sitting there watching it. That's scary.
That's scary to me too.
Yeah.
And that's why it scares me that Drew and Enya watch our fucking podcast and they don't say anything about it. They just like say the same things that we do. They literally have said multiple times things that we have said, like things that we did not steal from the internet. So, I swear to God.
Here's the thing. There are
Someone cross-reference.
People do like the copycat episodes where they like make fun of other podcasts and they will be like, this is a copycat episode.
Oh, that's
like,
what they're doing for us.
They are literally, people are going to be like, look at these copycat bitches.
I don't give a fuck about those people.
Oh, a twink and a bisexual on the podcast. They think they're so fucking cool. And then they're going to be like,
they think that emergency intercom is copying over them.
You had OCD?
Enya has OCD. Yo, fuck that. Bitch. She stole that from
That's
me.
Crazy
That's crazy
to me.
That's crazy that Enya Umanzor is going out out on a limb and
she's stealing your brand. She's gonna get Bob next.
I know. Fuck.
She's gonna get Bob next. No, I love them very much. They're very cool. Drew looks, dare I say,
divine.
Very cute.
I love him.
Right now. And I really love mustache and hair.
I always said he was cute.
I'm not gonna lie. The rat tails, sexy. I thought they were really sexy. And I was really sad.
Did he keep
it? No, Alex Kinsani cut them off.
Did she really?
Yes, on an episode. Oh, you know, she goes, you know what? We're done. And then she goes over and she scissors them.
See, I don't actually watch the episodes. I like just listen. Like, just listen to them.
No, it was a popular clip online.
Do you think Alex Kinsani is going to be on Euphoria? Jake believed it when Enya and Drew said that they're going to be on Euphoria.
Because they're friends with Alex Kinsani. And I'm like, Alex Kinsani and Barbie Ferreira and like all the, like, I'm like, they could have been, you know what? They could have been in the scene where they were like, are you auditioning for the school play? You know how they would have eaten sitting. First of all, Drew would have been in the girls' bathroom for sure. Mm. Okay.
No, there's no more girls' bathroom. It's 5 years into the future.
Oh, no, but I'm saying in this, like they could have already been on it. Like I would believe it if they were all on it already. Okay. Like, and they're like kind of sitting in the background. Enya, she's just like kind of like watching, and like Drew is just kind of like watching from over by like the bathroom stalls.
So they're extras. That was just your way of just
that's what they wanted extras. To be. That's what they said in the last episode.
That's just what you're saying. You're saying they were extras.
And they would eat.
I really, really do miss Euphoria a lot. And now every single time a video comes out, like a tea spill video or like a Let's Spill the Tea with Me video, I don't know the difference between any of them. And they're like, and honestly, does anybody care that Euphoria is coming back? Like, I think we're done with it. I'm like, I care. Bring it back.
You know what? That's how people felt about Severance, though.
Really? Until they were done with it?
Yes, no. because it was the same story that the last season to come out was pre-COVID.
Yeah.
And then we had to wait all this time. I didn't wait because I watched Severance.
It was 2022 when it came out.
Severance?
Yes.
I think because they filmed it pre-COVID. Okay. That's what I'm saying. So they had to wait all the COVID time.
I just think that it's just, like, a shame that people are, like, upset and don't want Euphoria back, because that's all I have to look forward to. That is the only thing keeping me alive on this earth.
Don't look at me.
That and Stranger Things.
You're like, right? I'm like, I don't actually give a fuck.
I'm like, I don't give a fuck. I need something to look forward to after I lost all my hair.
I feel really sad, though, because every time I do see something, I do think about Angus Cloud all the time.
I know.
And it just makes me really sad. Something about looking like... like, him and Mac Miller look really similar to me, and, like, both of them.
To everyone.
And both of them have, like, really similar stories in life, and that just makes me upset.
I don't know how they're going to write that. Like, I don't know how you can respectfully write that a character died who died in real life.
Right.
Like, I don't know how that
like, well, would you find it disrespectful if they just didn't address it?
Yeah.
Okay, so they need to address it. Somehow. In your opinion, okay.
Yes. Because Ashtray was supposed to...
Sorry, that just sounds made up.
What?
No, I know. Oh. It's just like, it's so funny.
Ashtray sounds...
That sounds like something you would name your pet.
Ashtray?
Yeah.
I think I...
Cowboy and Ashtray.
I think somebody named their cat Ashtray, like, on TikTok. And it's like a big TikTok cat. But anyway.
And they put their cigarettes out on it?
I hope not. I hope not. Ashtray was supposed to die. And then people were like, oh, they could just flip it. And then, like, Fezco dies and Ashtray lives. I'm like, isn't that weird? If they, like, you know what I mean? Like, flip their story. I don't know how to do it, but that's also not my job. So I don't know how they're going to do it. I hope they talk with his family.
I think they should do something like what Glee did when Corey...
What did they do?
Corey Monteith or whatever, however you say
it. What did they do?
They sang, like, 525,600 minutes.
Like, in honor of him?
Yeah.
But did they address
him? Yeah, it was like he died on the show, too, his character.
Did they say how?
I don't know. I didn't ever watch Glee.
Oh. Interesting.
Just some of it.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean... Yeah, I think it would just be upsetting if they made, I don't know, because, like, is it inappropriate them to make his character, to make Fezco die of drug overdose? You know what I mean? I hope they consult with his family, whatever they decide.
Either way, I'm sure they're going to put something at the end, like,
in honor of him, or even
at the beginning.
I think it'll be
what I would love for them to do is... what they did.
Zendaya's a producer,
With the mini season where they had the two episodes. I would love something like that.
But for him.
About how they're going to close off his storyline.
That'd be nice.
That would be really, like, that would honor him, I think, like, the time to it, right? Like, an hour-long thing devoted to that.
That would be nice. I'm sure they have a bunch of, like, bonus footage of him and stuff that they could use, and, like, cut scenes that they had and everything.
Yeah, I think so.
I'm very sad I'll never see Lexi and Fesco's relationship play out. That's sad. Lexi Maud Apatow.
Sorry, I haven't watched it in a long time.
Oh.
The last time I watched Euphoria, I was dating someone and we watched season 2 together.
Okay. Last time I watched it was like 2 months ago when I moved into my apartment.
Like last night.
Yeah. No. No, I
watch it on 8x speed.
I love that Hunter Schafer's two exes are going to be on it, except Dominic Fike. Dominic Fike, I don't know why he's coming back. What is he going to do? Play guitar?
Play guitar. Yeah.
But Rosalia being on there.
Oh, wait. I didn't know that they dated. That's
Rosalia and Hunter Schafer. That's so cool. They were together. And so, but I think they're like on good. What?
Motomami.
I think they're on good terms, though. I think they're like friends. And stuff. So I don't know how that's gonna play out, but like,
obviously, maybe they'll date on the show, and then like it will spark something.
You know what? It was supposed to be that Zendaya's character that she was gonna be a. What are you? I'm sorry. That she was gonna be a parole officer, maybe, or
Zendaya's character.
Yes, Rue. Damn. And
what a 180.
Yeah.
And that's so Emilia Perez of them.
I know. And then she also, her idea was for her to be a surrogate mother.
Rue.
Wow. I feel like we've talked about it on the podcast. Literally she was supposed to be a surrogate mother. And then I guess they're not doing any of that storyline. But the lady, Lori, the drug dealer, she's going to be in it again.
You know what? Melanie Lynskey should have played that role. And I stand by that.
I really like who they chose for.
But Melanie Lynskey would have killed in that role. You know she would have.
She can come in as like a secondary.
Melanie Lynskey needs to be on Euphoria. She better be the next Pop Crave fucking tweet. Like, Melanie Lynskey has joined the cast. You want to know why? She would fit in right in on that show.
I'm gonna because make a fake tweet
she
today.
Is like, yeah, you should. Because she's fucking crazy. And she's never played a normal person on screen in her fucking life. And bitch, she would kill on Euphoria.
75% of the cast is like new, which I don't know how to feel about it. Mm. But
well, you know what? At least they have the heavy hitters. That's what I'm saying.
I know. If we didn't have Hunter, if we didn't have Zendaya, if we didn't have Jake Lordy, like,
what's the point?
Yeah.
Yeah. Damn, you know they're making bank to get paid or to get on Euphoria. Like, I think they're making like quadruple what they made on season 2.
You think this will be the last?
What?
You think this will be the last?
Probably that we see of them, this will be their last season. No. Like if they continue on with the other 75% of the cast, I feel like that's likely.
The idol but should have never been made. They should have just worked on this.
They
should have just worked on this.
The T, I just think like they are way too big now.
Yeah.
Unless the season fucking takes the fuck off and makes them a shit ton of money, I do not think that they will be coming back. Zendaya, however, I don't think. If they don't come back, I don't think Zendaya will drop the show completely, but I think that she will take a step away as, like, acting on it and just produce it.
I know that Donny Davy, the makeup artist, she said that, like, the makeup looks will not be, like, as glittery or sparkly and stuff, and people were like,
that was, like, the point.
I know.
That was literally the point. It was, like, that it was almost, like, unreal what was happening on the show, right? There was elements of, like, otherworldly, like, false reality.
But it was just, the makeup was so good. And I love Donny Davy. Like, her makeup line is, like, everything. Jake and I were just watching a video
right before. Euphoria?
You keep saying that's half magic.
I know.
Euphoria is a completely different.
What's Euphoria?
Euphoria is the one that has the foundation shade that, like, literally.
Did something happen with them?
The brand.
Sorry, I just woke up from a coma. I've only been living in 2025. I missed all of 2020 on till now. Oh my god, my foot just cramped.
Okay, there's like,
you don't give a fuck.
No, Euphoria had a whole foundation shade that was just black, and they thought that they were doing like justice, and they thought that they were like being inclusive, and they're like, you wanted a black foundation, we'll give you a black foundation,
we'll give you gray,
and it was
really 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 fucking dark gray.
It was just literally black pigment, and that was
that guy who showed his butthole on YouTube
painted
his entire face with it. I hate that man. I hate that man so much. You give a bad reputation to gay people. Not even the fucking butthole shit, like, whatever.
But I'm just saying, he could have stuck with the butthole stuff, and like, that's
he could have stuck with it, but he didn't. Stuck you know, with it. He literally, I think he did his whole Gooch and everything, in another video.
He did it all. He did it all.
But he didn't get paid for it.
Oh no!
I don't think they.
He should have.
I don't think they
put it on like some other
Pornhub. Put it on Pornhub.
Okay, you need to bleep that.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
You can't say that word.
Yes. Put it on Pornhub. Put it on Pornhub. Literally put on Corn Hub and you would make money from it.
I know.
I think he
should have done that.
I think. I've never put anything on Corn Hub. You seem like you know a lot about Corn Hub.
You seem like a Corn Hub expert.
Expert. I never went to corn hug.
No, Jake and I were talking about Hunter Schaefer because she posted a video this morning talking about what's happening with her passport, like literally because it got updated because of Trump, and how now her passport says that her sex is male. And, you know, she just made this video about it. She was like, I'm not trying to, you know,
scare anyone.
Yeah. Or fear monger or anything like that. It is just like the reality of what is happening. Yeah. And like what a shame it is.
Hello, internet. I don't really post much these days, but I had a bit of a harsh reality check today and felt like it's important to share with whoever is listening. So I'm sure most of us remember on, I think, the first day of Trump's presidency, he signed an executive order to declare only two genders recognized by the state, male and female, assigned at birth. As a result of this, which I wrote down because I want to get it right, the Bureau of Consular Affairs has frozen passport applications requesting a gender marker change or renewals or new applications with a gender marker differing from an applicant's gender assigned at birth. And today, I saw it on my new passport. Male.
I don't know. It's just
fuck that man.
Oh, obviously. But it is very upsetting because I know somebody who was just like, that was a concern of theirs that this would actually like follow and come through. And of course, like when you're like leading up to it, you're like, it's not going to actually happen. You're
right.
Like, it's not actually. It seems unbelievable. Right. These things aren't actually going to happen. We're not going to regress. Right. These things aren't actually going to happen. Nor not this quickly. Like things will happen. Someone has to interfere. And it's just like. Yeah, it's just going through and happening. Yeah. But I don't know. I am happy that there's like people like Hunter Schaefer to obviously talk about it. And like, because she does have such a huge voice now. And I think a lot of people, also her being like major like blockbusters, I think that's going to be absolutely. Very helpful. Not saying that like her, there is like a privilege that comes with being like a rich, very pretty and girl. Famous, because I think a lot of people are going to take her more seriously than, let's say, somebody like fucking Carla Sofia Gascon, who, like, everybody hates right now.
Right.
If she were to talk about it. Because she said horrible things and whatnot. And so.
It definitely just sucks. I mean, like, yeah. I don't know. I was looking at that the whole time. And it was dangling. We'll put that one back up.
That's our soundproofing. Yeah. Wait, does it sound different?
Without that? No, I don't think so.
But what if it did?
Well, what if it did?
What if it did?
What if it... Actually, it's ruined now. We can't even fucking... We can't even keep going. It's over.
We have to stop the podcast. Yeah.
Oh, sorry. Don't look. No, I do feel bad, though. It is so sad. It just, like... It just sucks. But you know what? I keep reminding myself that, like, no matter what happens, like, politically, nothing changes culture that exists and like and like things that we've already accepted, you know what I mean?
Yeah, like there will always be saying, she's like, I'm that doesn't change me being trans at
exactly
all.
and just because your government doesn't recognize you, there are people like us on the internet and spaces that do.
There's still whole other countries there's people who are trans that exist and their governments and it's fine. Have never acknowledged exactly. it. Not that it's fine, but their governments
I'm sorry, I thought you meant like there are trans people in other places. And, like, globally, trans always going to be, like, trans people will exist.
But I'm saying, like, trans people still exist even in other countries that don't acknowledge it. And deny it. And, like, it's still going to persist and happen. And
yeah. Well, you know what? I came across a video of RuPaul recently. It was from, like, an interview. I'll put it in.
You know, throughout our culture, there are little windows and pockets of time when people are open. You know, after 9/11, there was this hostility and a fear that was just in the air, right? And, you know, after that died down and you know, Obama got into office, it's not because of Obama, but Obama is a result of this openness that happened. And I think the success of our show is a part of that openness. Now, obviously, in the late 70s, there was an openness with dancing and people were willing to, you know, to move below the waist. And obviously, in the 60s, there have been little pockets. Actually, when I first hit the big time in 93. There was a small window, but those windows close, they open, they close. And I think that is why we're experiencing that right now. And I think that's why our show is successful. But it will close again. It's not always that way.
You really think it would close again?
Absolutely. That's the history of mankind.
As with everything, there is like ebb and flow of culture and policy and politics.
Yeah.
That like with every bout of progress, you know, we come to a place where people think that like this is too much and we draw it back again.
Yeah.
You know? And so like we are inevitably like on the roller coaster of
drag of being,
like, well, not just drag, but like queerness and everything. We're on, yes, being acceptable, right? Yeah. And accepted by society. And that with everything, there will come a day where it becomes not like, where it becomes underground again. Mm-hmm. And then we will rise back up. Mm-hmm. You know,
do you think Drag Race would not be on TV at some point
now?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's tough because I think that there's too much money in it. And I think that one thing that people love more than hating other people is money. Making money.
Yeah.
And there's a fuck ton of money in it.
Yeah.
So I do not think, but I think we might see like a regression of how frequently we see drag in, because like there's a million spinoffs of Drag Race. There's a Big Brother slash Drag Race sort of thing happening soon. There's a whole thing called We're Here that was canceled recently by Netflix. And then there was like canceled, just like they don't make it anymore. I think it was Netflix. It might have been Hulu or something. Like there's drag stuff on Disney Plus. There's drag everywhere right now. And eventually I think we will see it shrink. I think we might just go back to having Drag Race,
mm-hmm.
you know? Yeah. I guess that's my take on the scenario right now.
That's a shame. I wonder what it's like to be in high school right now. Genuinely. Like,
I think it's probably amazing to be in high school.
You think so?
Yes.
You think so? Okay.
In some places. It's probably not like,
yeah.
Like, I mean, there's bullying and shit. Like, no, I'm 100%. Yeah. You know what? And there's parts of it that probably suck, like the internet.
Yeah.
It was popular when we were in high school, but I think right now it's like being seen as like a career path potentially. It's being seen, I think people are literally, high schoolers are like canceling other high schoolers for shit.
That's true.
I see that all the time. True. And I do not think that is healthy. I do not like that.
Yeah.
When it's like, when I see people getting into fights and then like them posting the other person saying like the N-word and shit, I'm like, yeah, that is really bad and they shouldn't be doing that. But they are a minor.
Mm-hmm.
And like, I know that this will follow them. And so it is really sad to see that part of culture has permeated through to young people.
Mm-hmm.
That like, we feel like we can like point at someone
mm-hmm.
and just erase them and like totally invalidate everything about them. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
That feels really nasty to me. But I do think it's nice because I'm sure there are some parts of high school that are now more accepting. Like to being gay in high school was really tough.
Yeah.
Not like, and it wasn't even that tough when I was in high school,
yeah.
But it still was. It was something a little shameful.
Yeah. Cause I was going to say, part of me is like worried how high school would be because of like the radicalization of like high school boys that like really scares me. Like teenage boys right now, I think would terrify me because of like the Andrew Tates
mm-hmm.
and
yeah.
like what has been created because of that, like the Joe Rogan, like the Logan Paul, like miniatures of all of them, like what has happened, because that is like the prime time for all of those people, like watching them in like middle
developmentally
school.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's why like I was saying that would really scare me, because I don't know if during our time, if that was like when we were in high school, if there was some like men like that, if that makes sense. Like I don't know if there was anyone who was very much so who had that like kind of effect on those people. So I genuinely have no idea what high school looks like right now, because I don't know any high schoolers right now.
That's a really interesting point though. Like, but I think with anything there are going to be subsections of
right
people.
But when I was
interests.
In high school, I mean, granted I did go to an inner city school, and so it was very much so different than like a suburban school. But like, if you like Trump, like that was you were like inhumane, like and that was back in 2016 2016, where not even everything that has come out about him has even happened. Like, that was before his trials. That
right,
was before.
Yeah. That was before the literal, like, flood of executive orders that happened.
Right, exactly. It was
before
a lot of things. And so if you liked Trump back then, that was, like, nobody supported that. And now I can see that probably, like, there's a bunch of people being like, well, I finally escaped liberal, you know, brainwashing and the liberal agenda. And like, here I am now. And, like,
well, this is what I'm saying. And this goes back to, like, the ebb and flow of, like, politics is that, like, everybody thinks the grass is greener over there. Right. So they don't like how the Democrats are running the country. So so they're like, OK, well, like, I have to full fledged, like, go into the other side.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's why I say, like, I genuinely have no idea how it is right now, because I don't know anybody in high school or, like, in school at all. Like, I don't know any, like, elementary, middle, or high schoolers right now. And so I feel like I have no idea what it's like to be on. I feel like people in college campuses, obviously, they talk and, like, it's pretty well known, like, what happens on college campuses because it's, like, in the news and everything. But, yeah, I don't know what it's like at all. At least from our friends who are teachers, though, we're like, yeah, shit sucks right now.
Yeah.
But that's just because
I'm sure there's, like, Andrew Tate and Joe Rogan kids. I'm like,
absolutely.
So
I don't know how that flies. They,
like, radicalize young men.
In, like, an inner city school, like the high school that I went to, I have no idea how that would go down, like, at all. You know what I mean? Yeah. Because the only people who would agree with you are, like, some of the teachers. But, like, students, for the most part, like, they're not going to agree with you. Like, if you're a student who is, like, major right winger, like, the only people who are going to agree with you are, like, white teachers who also have a racist complex, if that makes sense. So, like, who do you even talk to, like, about your opinions?
Yeah.
The other few white kids that are, I guess, in your class, that may also, but, like, yeah, I have a hard time believing that. I don't know.
Well, no idea. Yeah, I think you bring up a good point. And, like, yeah, I don't know if it's great. I don't, like, I want to retract my earlier statement that it's, like, fantastic to be. I don't think it's, like, fantastic to be in high school. And I actually, not to be scary, but I do think it's, like, going to get worse, because I feel like there's a lot of protections against bullying and discrimination in school right now. And I feel like
that's going to get taken away.
Yeah. Or reduced. And that scares me. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if you're a high schooler, I guess, let us know if it's good. I'm sure there are parts of the country where it's amazing and, like, and things aren't going to be, like, touched there, you know.
Sure.
I just don't understand, like, how people don't, like, recognize kindness, you know what I mean? Like, and see people who are more right wing, right leaning, like, how they see that those policies, like, are genuinely, like, unkind.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like that simplifies it a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. I don't know. It would just be so nice if people would realize that, like, it's not, I don't know.
I think it goes beyond kindness. It's just even, like, compassion, decency.
Decency,
like,
yeah.
Empathy.
Yeah, but, like, to put in, like, the basic, like the most basic human, like, emotion or, like, thing from childhood. It's like, look at these policies. Are these kind? And they never are, right?
No,
like the things that Donald Trump is putting in place are not kind things. And I'm not, like, a person who endorses things that aren't kind, right?
There's even people who, like, I like will repost stuff on my story, and I'll, like, post things like, trans people existing does nothing to you, like, this is not negative effect, it doesn't negatively affect anybody, like, why do you give a fuck? And then I will get some replies now that, like, my channel has grown, and I will get a few of people retaliating and being like, it does affect me when it's I don't even know what kind of, like, language or verbiage they use, but they're like, when it is indoctrinating our children to be trans and get irreversible surgeries and all these things. And I'm like, oh my god, like, I don't know how you came across my page or thought that I was going to be on your side, or I don't know how
it's also propaganda that they're believing,
right? Absolutely. But I'm like, I don't know, I'm not your girl to, like, be saying these,
like,
kinds
yeah
of,
girl, you're right,
right?
No.
Like, I am not, I do not agree with you, and I thought I made that, like, very, very abundantly clear, like, on my channel. And so,
well, and that's why I was nervous about your Amelia Perez video, because, and I'm nervous about talking about it in general, and it's not that I'm trying to, like, protect people who are, like, trans, even if they are bad people, but it does, and I don't think that you did this in your video, and I didn't, like, look at any of the comments or anything, but I am always really careful about, and I think you are as well, about, like, speaking to negatively of anyone who is trans, because I know that once you open, like, a floodgate, it's sort of like, oh, well, this person, and now it, like, it almost validates to people being transphobic toward anyone.
I did say in my video, I was like, oh, well, you know, people are saying that Amelia Perez shouldn't now maybe... There's some arguments being like, if Amelia Perez, if the characters or like Carla Sofia Gascon like gets nominated for any... Well, she did get nominated for Oscars.
Yeah.
And if they are in plan to win any, that she should still receive them, or that Amelia Perez in general should still receive those Oscars regardless of the drama, because like it is about the art itself. But I said, I do think, however, that it being AI and her using...
Oh, yeah.
Right. It, her be, like the movie being used, AI being used in the movie, I feel like that should be a disqualifier. Additionally, I think it should be used as an example. Like, we do not tolerate racism and speaking awfully about many groups of people who you are affecting as recently as she has, as recently as like it was like 3-4 years ago that she has said these awful things. I think she it could be used as an example to be like, you can be nominated for an Oscar, but that doesn't matter. We don't tolerate this kind of stuff. But then I did get feedback in the comments that was like, we're being more harsher on trans people than other people.
That's what I agree.
And I was like, oh, I didn't think of it that way.
No, because when I think of like men who have had, who have done terrible shit, I'm like, oh, okay. Well then if that's the case, like we should be taking away awards from people who are awful and shit. And it should be men.
Well, there's people who like flat out will, protest these like the Oscars. Like there was one director, fuck, I forget his name, maybe Church.
Ben Affleck?
No, not Ben Affleck,
he had something, but
there was a director who like it was known that he was like a pedophile and was like harming children and like all
and
these
he's still nominated
and won and all won. These actresses like had walked
so I'm
out.
Like why it's like yeah, do I want an example made of someone?
Sure.
Yes,
but do I think it should be trans person?
Yeah, no. That kind of sucks.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
like that would be like, damn,
yeah,
why couldn't this have been the white man from years ago?
Yeah.
You know, why is it always it just would be really really disappointing.
Yeah.
And I obviously like so wholeheartedly do not agree with anything that she said, but it's like I think that mentality of like she should be completely like X'd out of everything is incredibly transphobic as well.
Yeah,
that's all I'm saying.
No, yeah,
yeah,
I agree. I didn't think of it that way when I was when I was watching it, or when I said it, that wasn't,
and I didn't think of it. I mean, I edited the damn thing. I didn't think of it like
either. I didn't.
It really
I didn't
wasn't until we were sitting here.
It wasn't until like I got comments about it. I was like, that's extremely true. But I think that those people also like you said in the past, those directors, those the
white
let's
men, make an example and take their Grammys away or whatever, or their Oscars away. Yeah.
But I will say it's probably way more likely for her to be exiled.
Well, you know what? She was already exiled from like the whole Oscar. What's it called? The like press stuff for Oscars and stuff. That would not have happened.
I haven't seen that happen to any other actors.
That's what I'm saying.
I haven't seen that happen in the past.
That's what I'm saying.
So
and I'm really not trying to like be, I'm not on like her side, but I am saying like, damn, it would suck for her to be made the example.
Right. We're not far enough in like progress for trans people to be
singled out,
I guess. I don't know how else to say it. Yeah. I don't think that we're far enough.
She should be definitely disqualified, but so should everybody else who has ever done anything.
AI
sucks. I think the brutalist shouldn't be winning anything. Like,
and
all
we were
of
so
that.
Excited. Both of us, when we saw the trailers for it twice, because I remember we went to movies, we were like, we're so
excited.
Oh,
we should
to see
go
this.
See that. Yeah.
But when I heard that it was AI, I was
I'm
like,
not,
this
I'm
is
not
the
supporting
worst news
AI
ever.
Like that. Yeah.
That's the worst news ever.
Phineas said, you killed a billion trees for this and for what?
Yeah.
And that's how I feel about that brutalist. And
no, that's because, that is how I feel.
I'm going to start
pirating. You can say
I'm gonna start
gonna say Pornhub, but you can't say pirate.
Well, I don't want the police to come for me.
Oh right, because they really give a fuck about you.
They do. I'm
you know what
prison.
At the end
every time I art something, I'm like, damn, like they're gonna show up and knock on my door. You know, I live in a big apartment building. I don't think that they're gonna...
The thing about us though is that like regardless of what happens in the world and how awful people get and how homophobic and transphobic people are, at the end of the
day, we'll always be the worst.
Oh, I was going to say we're always going to be a beautiful lesbian family.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, wow. Okay, so we went separate directions.
You really should insert that photo.
Yeah. Jake, well, let's not talk about the Patreon live.
Not the Patreon live.
Oh, I know. Oh. But let's not talk about the Oh, you don't want to hear about the Patreon live.
We should announce the tour date themes.
Guys, tour is a week away. Is that crazy? Is that fun? A week, like Monday, it's like a few, it's like three extra days from a week.
What the actual fuck?
I know, isn't that crazy? Okay. Is that crazy? So, tour's a week away. Our first, we're headed to Philly on the 4th of March. So we're going to be there. Hope to see everybody there. If you're going to be there, comment below. But yeah, we were discussing, because Nicole and I on our live the other day, we wanted to do like theme nights and we want to make it easy for everyone. We want to make it so that you guys can, but still fun. Fun and us and cool. So I want to say this. These themes are what we will be dressed up as on the day of whatever whatever show it is, okay? You can dress up as any of the themes on any of the days. We encourage you to dress up like us. It would be fun. It would be cute, right? But there are some definitely easier days for us.
Yeah.
So that, and we don't want people to go out and like
buy a bunch of stuff.
A fucking bald cap, spoiler alert. Like you don't, I mean, you can, it would be really, really awesome if you did. That would be so sick.
But you don't have to spend more money.
Yeah. You don't have to spend more money.
We try to think of ideas of things that you probably already have in your house and that are DIY.
And we would love to see you in any of these costumes on any of the dates. We're just telling you what we're going to be wearing.
Things for what nights. On that date. What dates we were going to be doing.
Yes. We're going to be in Philly on the 4th. And for that, harken back to like the days that I like made like the best diss track in the universe, what we were wearing that day. Because we want to wear babushka scarves and
because it's our hometown sunglasses. Show, and that's like so us.
It's so us. That was one of like our first costumes too, I think.
Yes, it was. Yeah. It was. So
literally you were like, what if we like did this?
I will have my little babushka. You can insert the pictures of us dressed up as that. Like little babushka scarf, any type of scarf that you have, little sunglasses.
Wrap it around your head like you are about to get in your convertible and go driving on Santa Monica.
It's giving Jennifer Coolidge with the
yes, exactly. And then for our next show, the 5th in Brooklyn, we're going to be dressed up as mimes, like our other, like maybe that might have been also our second costume that we ever did. Yeah. So we're going to be dressed up as mimes, which was Nicole was supposed to be dressed up as a mime tonight, but she's not going to. And then for DC on the 6th, we're going to be doing our tinfoil hats because.
The government. Fuck the government.
Yeah, well, they're going to be trying to, like, brainwash us while we're there, so we want to make sure that we protect
ourselves. The Talking Head song, Don't Worry About the Government. That's going to be us with the tinfoil
hat. Except it's, like, worry about the government. Like,
right, exactly. It's going to protect your brains, protect your noggins, protect your thoughts.
Yeah, we want to make sure that everybody just, the 5Gs are out.
We just want to keep everyone safe. Everyone's safe. Especially in Washington, D.C., so.
Yeah, so tinfoil hats, which I highly recommend if you want to wear a tinfoil hat to, like, our other shows. Like, that's probably, like, one of the easier ones. And then in Chicago the next weekend, we're going to do pajamas. We're going to be wearing our PJs, my slutty little lingerie.
I'm really excited. I'm excited for that. Because when I'm back in Chicago, I feel it. I feel it.
Should my undies be like candy or something?
Yeah, it can be candy.
Yeah, I'll wear candy. Yeah. No, I don't know where to go.
No, robes, footy pajamas.
Robes. Oh, wearing robes.
Your regular, like.
Wear what you're comfortable in. Wait, yes.
Wear what you're sweats. Comfortable and warm in, obviously. Yes, yes. Because it's Chicago.
Very that. And then Toronto. That's our next date. We're going to be A24.
Toronto's our next date.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you said state.
No, date.
Okay.
Sorry. We're going to be A24 characters.
Honestly, probably soon. With Trump, honestly, Toronto might be our next
date. Might be our next date. Damn. Yeah, we're just predicting the future here. But yeah, so we're going to do... Well, I don't want to say what I'm going to be.
We're not going to say what we're going to be,
but dress up as an A24 film character. There's so many to choose from,
yeah. And there's things that you don't even have to, like, buy anything for, truly.
Was Nosferatu like, A24?
I'm not positive.
Okay, we'll dress up as Nosferatu if you really want to. Film characters, A24 is loose, but just, like, iconic film characters. And then Boston, we're ending strong with bald.
We're going to be bald.
I'm so excited for bald.
If you don't have a bald cap, you can use pantyhose. Mm-hmm. You can use whatever you
a paper bag.
Yeah, truly.
You can just put a beanie on your head and stuff all your hair up into it. It looks like little Gypsy Rose Blanchard.
I think it would be so fun to just be bald for a night. And I think that would be a very cute look. Also, it's very much so full circle because I am insecure about being bald.
And you're almost bald.
I'm all about embracing it. And so we will all be celebrating my night that night.
Bald That's night. Your night, yeah.
That's bald my night. Night. Yeah. So make sure you come. We're calling it bald night, but it's actually Nicole night.
If you, like, hadn't bought tickets to Tori yet, like, if that doesn't convince you, then...
Yeah, what the fuck?
Yeah, come on, buy some tickets. We're going to be there, and it's going to be really fun. We just finished putting together, like, our show. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be really cool. And we're excited. And we also... I mean, we didn't talk about this, but we saw Adam McIntyre's tour, and...
It was great.
It was so great. It was so fun. And we're like, this is how it's going to be. It's going to be that great and that fun.
Yeah.
But it's going to be the two of us, for sure.
We were cracking up the entire time.
Yeah.
So go watch Adam's tour. Go see Adam's tour.
Go see Adam's tour, for sure. Because he's in, like, everyone's city. Fucking everywhere.
Yeah, he's in everyone's city. So go see him on tour.
Yeah.
And yeah.
And then, yeah. What did you have a Polish word of the day?
Oh, Polish word of the day? Whistle.
Whistle.
Mm-hmm.
Tour.
Mm-mm.
Wig.
Mm-mm.
Bald.
Bald.
No way.
Mm-hmm.
Whistle.
Whistle.
Yeah.
You would say
Zjadłem.
Yeah, yes, whistle.
Yeah, yes, them whistle.
Mm-hmm.
I am bald.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'll remember that for tour.
Yes, them whistle.
That'll be the first thing I say. All right. Did you have any?
There will be Polish word of the day on tour, by the way.
Yeah, we're doing Polish
word. All of you guys are going to be learning.
Yeah, we're going to do work. We're going to do some fun stuff. So.
Absolutely.
All right.
Okay. Yes, them whistle.
I guess bye.
Are you whistle?
No, you're about to be whistle. How do you say about? I'm about to be whistle.
Ja będę whistle.
Whistle. Can you blow my whistle, baby?
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.